Okay. We are continuing Minyani Mitzvahs Yeshiva Sukkah. There's a lot to do still. And, okay. So, the Mishnah says in Sukkah, Hayashrin Tachas HaSukkah, Tachas HaMita, the Sukkah, Yotze Yidei Chavasa. So, if you sleep under the sukkah, you're not Yotze. Because Rashi says, Oel Mapsik. Right? In other words, you're underneath an oel, a bed. The oel is Mapsik. They know the sukkah. The Ike Yeshivas, a sukkah, achiv, ashtiya, vishenas. Okay. So you're Yoshin Tachas a sukkah. So you're not Yotze. Well, Yotze Yidei Chavasa. So take a look in the Mariel Diskin, page 2. Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin, our Torah. I'm Masech Sukkah, Yoshin Tachas Hamita B'Sukkah L'Yotzi Dei Chavosu. Peish Rashi. It's Sifra. Yesh l'dachdeg lama nokir hatana zehadin al zehaloshen. The mashayach lo yotze yidei chavoso. It's a funny loshen, lo yotze yidei chavoso. Like, because the mashayach lo yotze yidei chavoso. Like, normally, lo yotze yidei chavoso, say like the first night you have to eat in the sukkah. So if you ate underneath the table, so you lo yotze yidei chavoso, and then you'll have to eat again. But here it's not like there's a chiyuv to sleep in the sukkah, but like it's not the same as eating. It's you have to do everything in the sukkah. But the idea that there's a real chiyuv is if you didn't say you don't sleep, so you don't sleep. But here there's a chiyuv to eat the first night because ice matzah in the sukkah. So then, if you ate it underneath the table, I can understand lo yotze yidei chavoso. You had to eat it again. But lo yotze yidei chavoso usually means that you didn't fulfill your obligation, so you have to redo. But by shayna, what are you sleep again? No idea that you have to sleep, and therefore, if you didn't sleep, you have to sleep again. If you're sleeping anyway, sleep in the sukkah. So what's the lashon? It should have had a better lashon with Ayadai Shiyoma also Lishin Tachas Amita. Okay, I mean, it's not the world's end of the most, it's the type of kasha that if you have something to answer, then you say. You don't have something to say, then just go on. So somebody has something to say. Right? Yeah. Yeah, who said that? Ragachar. Yeah. Right. That's also, if you assume like that, it's another horror. Because other words, if he comes what from underneath the sukkah, then he has to, in other words, make a bracha leishi basukkah. Kevin shelo hayaki eis basukkah klal. Zadochach the lekel mishnah did the mizal lashon klal. Those what? Now that maybe if he was underneath and now he comes out, now he'll have to make a bracha because before, maybe that's what it means. Loyotzi dechavaso. That what? If you made a bracha till now, that bracha didn't count because. Yeah. Again, Dachal Omer Diika Kamaraso Bashil HaBracha. Bracha Zayin HaBarabon. Okay, Omer Kocha Nacha Tana Zavosh Lomer Da'achi Mutal Gam Al-Kherim. So he wants to say that the Pshat is Sharimo Si Yoshim Tachas Sukkah. He says the Pshat is that maybe it's talking about the perspective of other people. In other words, if you see somebody sleeping underneath the mita, shorim also yoshen tachas the mita, so now you have an obligation to what? I know she yitlu hamita me'elov, me'elov, maybe take the mita away. Or also lotes misham, or to wake him up and say, you know, to get, you know, not to continue being underneath the bed. But even though he might have been there from Erev Sukkos where he was allowed to, right? And then he fell asleep. At Erev Sukkos he fell asleep, and now it's the night. And now he's still sleeping underneath the. Like last night I had a bar mitzvah. So I didn't come home till like past 12, you know, you have a bar mitzvah in this time of year, so it's late. The time I came home was past 12 o'clock. I come home and my son is sleeping in my bed. Hootie. So he slept. He slept. He was there from Shabbos already. So I picked him up, or else it wasn't going to work. Then he walked. I know, so or as also lots is bishan gam she nikh asas volition beyom bev sukas behet if you have the khoyav in lor or so gam de mim yerd sham khas so ga yemu khon di kholes la beis so ein khayv so le khod velayl so ka khat post lam sham in other words the halacha is if you were sleeping in the sukkah and it rained in the middle of the night then you can go home and sleep in your regular bed, and even if it later on clears up, you don't have to go back in the sukkah. That's too much of a tzar, and it's not the case we came to do it, so you don't. So the question is, so what about over here? So he says, would you say the same thing? So he says, Hocha Shaini, came into who Atzma Hichnis Atzma Bezer, because he put himself into this situation. So even though it was before Sukkot that it happened, but still, he put himself in the situation. So Mamela, he wants to say a chidud here. That lo yotze yidei chavaso means that if you see somebody sleeping under the sukkah, you can't just say, I'm not going to do anything. So if you let him stay there, you didn't fulfill your obligation of arvus, of making sure the fellow does the mitzvah. So Mamela, therefore, you either have to take them to bed, and from that's on top of him, and move it to the side, or you have to. So Leyotzi Yidei Chavaso, here it's a chiddush to kapshat, but it makes it now in the Lashon Yotzi, because Yotzi Yidei Chavaso usually means I have a pu'ula that I'm supposed to do, an action I'm supposed to do, and I didn't fulfill it, or I fulfilled it. So he's saying, if somebody is Yashin Yidei Chavaso, Yashin Tachas Asuk, and you don't do anything, then Yashin Yidei Chavaso. So therefore you have a chiv to wake him up, or take away the bed. The Mechach HaShayim came into who Asma Hichnis Asma B'zeh.
Okay,
came to Yechol Islachavin, came to Yoshin. Oh. So he has an interesting suffering. In other words, if you hold mitzvah shichas kavana and you fell asleep underneath the bed, and in the middle of the night you take the bed away, will he be doing a mitzvah? Because it's called mitzvah shichas kavana, means you have to be mechavin. So normally, so first of all, people point out that this Mariel Diskin is going against Rav Shlomo Zalman. I mean, which is okay. I mean, the Mariel Diskin is before Rav Shlomo Zalman. So, because Rav Shlomo Zalman would say, no, if he fell asleep, then you leave him. Right? In other words, the whole mitzvah is only falling asleep. Once you're asleep, it's over. You can take him out of here. So he's saying, no, not only you don't take him out, but if you don't take away the bed or move him on top of the bed, then lo yotzi yidei chavaso. You didn't fulfill. But that was the first part of the piece. Now the second part of the piece is that if you hold mitzvah shrichas kavana, you know, then is it really going to help? Yeah, maybe you have to wake him up, Doc. You have to wake him up? Well, he's saying, "Al yesh l'istapuki l'man don mitzvah shishkavana im dai sheyidlu men amitam she'elav kevin deinu yachol keis l'chavim." Is it sufficient just to move the bed? Maybe it's not sufficient just to move the bed. Yeah, that's a fascinating shaila. That's a fascinating shaila. What do you think about that? You hear the question? No? In other words, Yeshua Leib Diskin says that if a person is sleeping under the bed, so we know the Mishnah says you're not Yotze. So, right, you're not Yotze the mitzvah. So he explains, what does it mean you're not Yotze? I mean, like, usually the Lashon Lo Yotze means Lo Yotze, therefore I have to do it again. But that's not shaykh by eating. So he says a new mechudish took a pshat in the Mishnah. Lo yotze yidei chavasa means it's going on the onlooker. And I come into the sukkah at night and I see this fella. There's plenty of room. Not like Rosh Hashanah Zalman Shaila. There's plenty of room. But the guy is sleeping under the bed. So he's not being yotze. So he says that you have to either pick him up and put him on top of the bed, or take away the bed so he can be yotze. And if not, you didn't fulfill your obligation of making sure that he does the mitzvah. But then he says he's not so sure. What if you take away the bed and he still remains sleeping? Whether you accomplished anything if you hold mitzvah shrichas kavana? If you hold mitzvah saying shrichas kavana, so then okay. If you hold mitzvah shvichas kavani, you have to be mechaving for the mitzvah. So now he's false, possibly fulfilling the mitzvah when the guy takes away the bed, but he's asleep. Interesting shayla, no? What do you say, Rabbi Brody? What do you say? You say any time you sleep in the sukkah. That's why Rav Shlomo Zalman thought that the mitzvah is only the pashut pshat is the mitzvah is to fall asleep in the sukkah, that you know you're falling asleep, and then the mitzvah is throughout the night, not like Rav Shlomo Zalman said. But if you didn't fall asleep in the sukkah, like falling asleep underneath the bed is like the same thing like falling asleep in your house. And then taking the bed away is like falling asleep in the house and then somebody carrying you out in the middle of the night. But the fact that, in other words, at any time you could say that is not true, because any time you know when you're falling asleep, and then that das is with you the whole night. Even though you're sleeping, you know, the night, so you're not necessarily thinking about it, but the haskola was with the kavanah. But here, there was no haskola. Yeah, there was no haskola. Yeah, say, Zalga, so tell me something. Right, but we know it's machloekus, and if I care, the famous psak of the Magen Avraham is we pass him by bedinim daraisa mitzvah shrichas kavana, and by bedinim drabana mitzvah. So this is chain and pastures is a daraisa. Pasuk is teishu, so teishu kein taduru. So I say you live your life. You don't just eat. You don't just eat. You sleep too. No one just has a life of eating. You have a life of sleeping.
What do you want to say from this guy's perspective?
That's too much, yes. Maybe the guy's an Amaritz. Maybe this guy's an Amaritz. Because why did he do this? Maybe it was cold. If you felt, it would be warmer if he sleeps underneath the bed.
Maybe he said like that, but maybe it's what to say.
He had kavanah of some sort, because why is he going to the sukkah? You have kavanah to do the right thing. It's just you didn't know the halacha. In other words, you have kavanah to be in the sukkah. So you thought you're being in the sukkah. So lemaisa, you didn't know the halacha. But it's not like Shad that you really wanted to be. In other words, it could be like this: if somebody. You're not interested necessarily in the mitzvah sukkah. But you're sleeping in your house. And then somebody thinks, mezakeh him, and a lubavitcher comes and you carries you into the, you know, carries you into the sukkah. Oh, right, which they don't sleep. Okay, so somebody else carries you in the sukkah. So then I would say, just a question. Here we're talking about somebody sleeping underneath the sukkah, underneath the bed in the sukkah. So he's Volyotu Yidei Chovaso, the Mishnah says. So Rabbi Shulam Diskin says, what do you mean Volyotu Yidei Chovaso? Usually Volyotu Yidei Chovaso means when you have a chiv to do something. So you didn't eat the matzah properly, you have to eat another kazayis. But here, what is he going to sleep again? So Rabbi Shulayv says an unbelievable pshat. He says if somebody was sleeping in the sukkah and underneath the bed in the middle of the night, so you, the onlooker, have a chiv to take away the bed. And if you let him stay there underneath the bed, you weren't yotze yidei chavaso of your, like your chiv of arvus to him. Okay, it's a mechudish tikka pshat. So you either take away the bed or so then he asks a question, what's the page two? What's the din if somebody's sleeping underneath the bed, right? And in the middle of the night you come and take away the bed, right? if you hold mitzvah shvichas kavana. So he never had kavana for the mitzvah. So we're saying here that some guys are saying that no, maybe he did, because he came into the sukkah, he just maybe didn't know the halacha. So he had kavana for the mitzvah sukkah. So then, but he just doesn't know how to fulfill the mitzvah. So I helped him fulfill it, but basically he wanted to... It's different than the case where the guy is not necessarily interested in the mitzvah sukkah, so he sleeps in his bed. So I'm a Lubavitcher. I carry my, I wanted to do the mitzvah, but the guys pointed out the Lubavitchers would carry him out of the sukkah. Okay, but in theory,
I'm interested in doing this, so I take somebody in the middle of the night,
and I take him, he doesn't wake up, they leave so he doesn't wake up, and I carry him into the sukkah in the middle of the night. So then, if you hold him into the sukkah's kavana, it could be, it does work. But here, he's in the sukkah. He didn't just come into the sukkah by somebody bringing him. He got there, he wanted to do the mitzvah. He didn't know how to do it properly, so maybe that would be considered that he did have kavana. But if you have, so then, but in the case where he was sleeping in his house and then somebody brings him out, so then one could say if you hold this for Sifat Kavana, that wouldn't work. Right. Yeah. And then we pointed it right. And we pointed out, some point out, that this Maram Muldiskin is not like Rav Shlomo Zalman, because Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you fulfill the mitzvah go to sleep. Wow. Now I'm going to show you another Mariel distance also. Free of charge. You get 2 Mariel distance. Come on Sundays, you get 2 Mariel distance for the price of okay, in a second. Rabbi, tell us. What do you say? Vazok, Rabbi, tell us. Right, give me a case. You mean, in other words, could you say that the guy, the kavana of the kavana shliach works for the... So you have a concept of got a little bit of gabo, when somebody's driving the get, and we got a little bit of gabo, you have such a concept of the shlor, if you provide the shlor, right, the famous Mishnah in Sukkah. So maybe you want to say that, you know, you say, maybe that a lot of the person is awake, maybe should... Interesting. Okay, so this is a very fascinating Maral distance. So that's where Shlomo Zalman goes. For Shlomo Zalman, he's on this a lot. Right. And therefore, Captain Mitzvah with that, because he's on this on the Kavana. Where instead of saying he didn't do the Kavana, so Mela thinks he's on this. Maybe that's another perspective. So, let's see another Mariel Diskin. Why not? Okay? So, page 3. Says the Mishnah. We did this Mishnah. Masachim bin Asarim, Divrei Rav Yehuda. Right? The question is whether you can use pieces of wood to for your sukkah. Rav Meir Oser. Right? This is Gzeira's Tikra, right? Nosa and Allah Nessa Shurach of Arba Tfachim Kshera. So the question is, what were these Nesarim? So the Gemara says that there were Nesarim that were less than Dalat Tfachim. So then you have a Machlokes, what the story is. So if it was less than Dalat Tfachim, right, so then there's a question, is it a problem or not, right? But the Mishnah says, Nosan Allah Nesa Shurochav Arba Tfachim, but if it's Arba Tfachim Kshera, Uvacha Lo Yishan Tachtav. So then, so the sukkah is shera. There's a dozen vat on the sukkah, but you can't sleep under that neser because it's there's tikra, so you can't sleep under a neser that's for tfachim. So the question that's going to be raised. Is why is the Gemara, the Mishnah say Vachal Yishan Tachtav? It could say also Vachal Yochal Tachtav. Right? In other words, if you want to say that you have a Nesar Arba, it doesn't pass through the Sukkah, so it doesn't divide the Sukkah in half, but you still can't eat under it. So why does Dafti say Vachal Yishan Tachtav? This is a better question than his other question. Of the other Mishnah. The other Mishnah made a diyak of Lo Yatzi Yidei Chavasa. Right? Right? But here, this is a good diyak of V'lacha Lo Yishan Tachtav. You could have said V'lacha Yochal Tachtav, and that's the more chash thing you do in the Sukkah. That's a good question. Why does it say Vachal Yishan Tachtav? What do you say? Because it's telling the weakest thing. But Lachar, is it really weaker? It's just, it's not a Chiyav, so. Yeah, I mean, we discussed that it wasn't mentioned, right? Oh. So therefore what? Yeah, oh. So Hagon Rav Nimr Shlita says maybe the word is because it's going to be similar to Mariel Diskin. Oh, that when you eat, so you're much more mitzumtzum. When you're sleeping, you're spread out. So maybe it needs to tell you by the sleeping, Nimr said, because that's more of a chashash you're going to. Yeah. Oh, so let's look into Mariel Diskin on page 5. Well, Rosh of Rubo. Oh, so let's see. Look inside. I ain't Tosis Yantif for a common to Sukkah, Vachal Yishon. Oh, first, we didn't see the Tosis Yantif's answer. Let's look at the Tosis Yantif, page 4. Vachal Yishon, Lam, Lachin Nachat Shena, Dafil Arai Asr. But Shena is also, Shena Sarai is Asr. It's not Parish Dalit. Nochum shows him Rachos the Sukkah. The Tanya Lavain Shena Arai Chos the Sukkah. Shum David Kamel Shem. Ein Adam Chove Atzmo L'Sheina. Shepa'amim She'inu Ela Misnan Ne'ma'ad L'dayu B'kach. So he says the Kiddush of She'ina is because She'ina is even She'ina Sarai is also. So you got to make sure that don't even take a little nap under it. Since She'ina is more Chomer, so it had to say She'ina, that even She'ina you got to, make sure not to have Shane underneath this thing. But Shane is even okay. That's what he says. So my real disc didn't like that so much. He says I intos is yonder per kamen to sukkah vachal yishan the terutzo dochok the ikim and amad the shor Shane is haraychu to sukkah yishume. In other words, there is a shita that says that you could. What's the whole idea? Why Shayna Sarai Asr? Because Shayna Sarai will eventually become Shayna's Kefa. You can eat a snack outside the sukkah because hopefully you'll be able to control yourself. That'll stay a snack. Some people, can't control themselves. Anytime they have a snack, it becomes a meal. But he said most people, they have a snack, they're having a snack. But it's very common that you could say, just taking a nap now. Then you look at your watch, it's 5 hours later. Right.
During Sukkot.
No.
No,
so you can't. Cannot. But the whole idea is because you could. But if you have a shomer, you appoint a shomer, and you tell the shomer to watch me. Then you, in other words, but you can take a shomer. In other words, you can tell your chavrusa, I'm going to doze off a little bit, but wake me if you see that. Okay, I'm sleeping too long, too much. You wake me, so then it's. Mutter, so you see that sometimes Shane is Mutter, Shane is a Reichutz the Sukkah.
And if you did it when you woke up before it was Kalah,
then it's okay, because the whole idea, Arai was only Osir, else that'll become Keva. But according to the Shita, that a Shomer is. If you say that they Asid it's Nam, else Kev. But if you say that they only Asid, which it'll lead to that, so if you point to Shomer, then maybe that'll be okay. But he says, he's going to say a different pshat, which is something similar to what Nimrod says. He says, V'yosin nira, the kamash mulon v'samuch l'neser shor lishon. The chiddush is like this. You can't sleep underneath the neser that's four. But on the side, you can sleep outside of the neser, not underneath the neser. V'moch hashin v'shem yishapech yidashin v'gam mitrilin mitzidam. They're now afraid that maybe in the middle of the night you're going to roll over. And then you'll end up being underneath the Neser. Atam de Masha Osa Be'ez Shehu Yoshin Leiz Be'Shum Chutz L'Sukkah. You see, because what you're doing during. Masha Osa Ba'eshu Hu Yoshe Leiz Be My Mishum Kutz Lasukha. So he says like this, that the Kiddush of the Mishnah, So what is he saying? He's saying that you're allowed to sleep next to the Neser. You can't sleep underneath. There is a point is Lasha Yishan Tachtov means you can't sleep, the Chiddush is, you can't sleep under the Neser, but you're allowed to sleep what? Right next to the Neser. Ah, maybe in the middle of the night you'll roll over. Maybe in the middle of the night you'll roll over. So he says, you know what? When you roll over, so it's like you left the sukkah when you rolled over, right? So now there's no chiv to wake the guy up. Because why? Eichol m'klalak yitzu d'mitztahu. Right? If a person leaves the sukkah, like he left the sukkah because of rain, so then you don't wake him up and bring him back in. So there's his mitzvah. So once he rolled over into the Neser, if you had to roll him back, he's mitzvah. So there's no chiv to do that. And therefore, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry that he's going to happen, because if it happens, Meikir did his potter. Why are we worried? Why are we saying, but you can sleep on the side? Why are we worried of that? We should say that that shouldn't be a prudent thing to do. And not anywhere near either. It's only Vanchal Yishan Tachtov. Oh, one second. But he's saying, what if you slept Sheina Sarai Chutz L'Sukkah and then he fell asleep Mamish? So he says Chiyuv Lakitzo, and we're not afraid that it's Amitztayer. Now Lobok Klal Lishon Zman Zeh. What's the chiluk? He's saying that the chiluk between if a person had a shayna arai chutz l'sukkah and then he fell asleep keva, then we do wake him up. But she'in came a person who slept in the sukkah but right next to the neser, then we don't wake him up because it's in its style. What's the difference? What do you say? Shani Hosam came to call Ikur Haheter Meikara. You see, if you're sleeping outside the sukkah, Shainas Arai, and then you fall asleep Shainas Keva, so then you have to wake the guy up. And even though he's going to be Mitztair. What's this lashon to halobo klal lishon zman zeh? What does that lashon mean? The halobo klal lishon zman zeh. What? He wasn't what? Is that the shot? when somebody wakes you up in the middle of the night, you're mitzvah. Right. Right. So is that what you're saying? That's what he's saying? Hello, Bokla Lishon Smanze. That's what he means. That's what he's saying he means, maybe. Maybe. Maybe it's not called a Shana that is. What? What? It's not Beheta. Okay, that's what I would have said, but is that what he's saying? I like that. You know, that's what I would say too. But is that what I just want to. I don't know if he's saying that. Not to say that this, that your svar is old is good too, but I want to first know what he's saying. But Pekitzer, maybe he's saying what Max is saying. But it's a very fascinating idea. Vachal Yisho Tachtov is Dafka on the Shena, and it means Tachtov, but under the. And the Chiddush is that you don't have to worry that he's going to go under the Shein. When you're eating, so you're in control. You're in control of everything. You're eating, so, okay, the Gemara speaks about Shem Yimshach, whatever, but basically you're in control. So if you know you can eat here and you can't eat here, you'll be okay. I mean, unless you put the Shulchan there, the whole type of Zeus. So that's the Chiddush. That's why it says Dafka B'Sheina. But he said the same idea that he says here is that that you're not mechuyev to wake someone up. Because it's mitzvah. What? Eat under. No, you can't eat under the Nesser, but that's, you don't need the Mishnah to tell you that. The Chiddush is, the Mishnah is telling you a bigger Chiddush, even Lishon is Aser, is, right, but the Chiddush is the inference, that only Tachtov is Aser, but Shalom Tachtov is Mutter, even though Shalom Tachtov, he might roll over. Yeah, so Tosafot just says what he says. Yeah. Okay. Said, see what else. Okay, so there are two pieces in the Trumas Hadashim, so page 8 and page 9. So maybe we can see a little bit now and. Maybe, so page 8 it says, Mishit Sar lo hamokum besukkah. Shein of Indians, Zer Shein of Yochel Yishon bepishit gufa ragla. Mikre kakav de mitzar lo. Say the sukkah is too narrow that you won't be able to spread out your legs in the sukkah. So, it, So is that considered mitzvah? That you could say that's the only sukkah you have. Zayin tefachim or zayin tefachim, and it's not big enough to do pishut yadayim raglayim. What would you say? Is that called mitzvah? Because you're not enjoying. You're not. You know, if I would sleep in a bed, but I wouldn't be able to spread out my legs. Would be so good, right? So is that called mitzvah? What would you say? Right, or you should make a sukkah that's where they're sleeping, right? Yeah, there's a sheet of the Mordecai that if it's not right to sleep in, you can't even eat in it. So let's see what the Truma Sadashin says. Mishut tzarlo amalka b'sukkah l'sheina b'inyan zeh she'ena yochal lishon b'pishut gufa raglov mikri k'ya gavadim tzarlov yira d'lo b'ftar b'sheina b'sukkah b'vnei shem tzar zeh. He says, no. He says, that's not called, you're not potter. That's not mitzvah. Why? Because we know the halacha, the shir sukkah, is zayin tefachim. And a person's body is gimel amos. 18 tefachim. He's a pair of mishus you, a pair of mitzvah. He tells us, the gufa shal adam below rosho. It was without your head. 18 tefachim. Without your head, a tefach is what? Say a tefach is 3 to 4 inches. So how's that? How much is 18 tefachim? Right, exactly. Hey, Mashal, some prepared for you. Came a few. Tefach of Zayin, Al Zayin, Malach, so they you tefachim pachas chomish. You see that the Chacham gave the shear of Zayin Tfachim, even though a person is 18 Tfachim tall without his head. So obviously it means he's not going to be able to spread out his legs, and yet that's the shear of Sukkah. That's the aim. The sukkah shayna ruy l'sheina. If you shayna l'achil l'sheina, you also have your al-korcha. Orke hu l'famim l'isham l'kvif as gufa rei v'arv. Lo mitzvair. Wow. So he says that, I don't know, when is orke? People go camping? I don't know. Shayna will be within the Hanabi, it will be the Shia, whatever pack up the Matthias will be. But the word is like this, Zayin Tfachim is the Shia Sukkah, But in a Hanami, if you've been starring Zayin Tefachim, then you should be potter. The Rosh Hashanah says, no, that's the shear, so that means that you're not mitzvah. And it means you're not mitzvah for any uses of sukkah. So it means that, ma'isa, how it's going to be. So it doesn't shift. So why would you say it's such a sukkah? So maybe the Hanami, you know, for some people they will rough it, they'll be okay. But he's just telling you the halacha from the perspective of the objective shear of sukkah. But if, even though you have objective shear of sukkah, but you have something that's bothering you, then you'll be potter. But the Truman said that's saying no. You see from here that even if you're going to have to scrunch up a little bit and rough it a little bit, that's not called mitzvah. And that won't bother you. Yeah. Isn't that true? So that's the same? Hello. Al-Korcha orche hu lefam ulisham b'kfifas gufa v'evam v'lo b'kri mitzvah b'hachi. It's hard for, you know, he's giving you a psach. This is not called mitzvah. Ah, mitzvah mitzvah. No, this Truman said this is something to think about, no? What do you say, Max? What's up there? Right. Something that the Torah could be talking about where there's not a place of peace. Here, it was the Torah could be talking about, you know, when it's not freezing. You know? So, but this case, it's by definition, it's going to be a problem. In a Hanami, certain countries, you'll be potter. But here, unless you say, maybe those days, not everyone was used, but you say, Stam Milsa person was used Kes Tvachim. So if it was used Kes Tvachim, and the Shir Sukkah is only in Zayin al Zayin, so then, isn't there an automatic tour? So I would have said, in a Hanami. Zayin al Zayin just means that's the Shir. Ah, but if there's some elder tour, like you said, like in Poland, this is a tour. But he's not saying like that. It's all important to say first, what is the Truman Sadeshin saying before what we say? The Truman Sadeshin says that, I mean, one of the reasons this topic, you know, whether today people don't rough it in a way, you know, people are much more into their leisure and things like that, you know, so you know, the other days, people were much tougher. You know, Rav Henoch Liebowitz said, Yeshiva Bachrim today, they're like tissue paper. You know, very fragile, very like tissue paper. Those in Europe, it was different, you know. Right? Tissue paper. Yeah, what do you say? Someone said something? Yesterday, yeah. Okay, think about it. Yeah, tell us, what do you say? So he's assuming that he says I see sometimes my kids, little babies, they you know, sometimes scratch all, you know. But I don't see that so much with adults. Even if they, but it's not like, yeah, it's a bit humor. Okay, we'll think about it for more. Okay. So most of them stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue and yeah. Okay. There we go. Okay.